Good morning, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Melissa Ross. This is a special OneSpark broadcast of First Coast Connect, recorded live last night at the Mocha Jacksonville Theater downtown. Hello, and welcome to a special edition of First Coast Connect on the go, live from the beautiful Mocha Theater. OneSpark, an incredible live studio audience once again with us at Mocha. Thanks for being here, everybody. I'm Melissa Ross, and it's so exciting to note that more than 50,000 people have come out for the first 2 days of OneSpark, putting this crowdfunding festival on pace to potentially beat the record crowd of 260,000 that came downtown last year. And how about this? Event organizers say more than 11,000 votes have been logged so far for all the creator projects via that OneSpark mobile app. There are so many projects you can check out, from education to art, tech, social good. There's so much to see and do here. But we want to let you guys know that there is another metric to evaluate all these ideas. It's the jurors of OneSpark who will decide who is tops in a variety of categories. We've got four jurors here tonight. Lucas Costas is a music juror, a 2014 winner from OneSpark, and he's with the band Sidereel. Hi, good to see you.
Good to see you too. Woo!
Jay Harris, who, by the way, full disclosure, I'll be judging the Jacksonville Award with Jay. He is the founder of the Image Church and the company Straight and Narrow. Hi, Jay.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Yay! Jane Evans is here judging the social good category, and there are a lot of really worthy entries in that. Jane, good to see you.
Yeah, great to be here.
And Grace Belangia, judging the Tech Awards, a juror with tech, and she is with the firm Hack Augusta.
Yay!
All right. Let's start with you, Grace. The Tech Award, that alone is makes your head spin. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out there.
Well, there's 130 entries in there, so we have a divide and conquer right now with the three other jurors. So I've just looked at about two dozen of them today, so I have quite a bit to do tomorrow. So it's everything from Oculus Rift to software to mobile apps.
Now, obviously, you have expertise, or they wouldn't have asked you to do this. Tell us about your company, Hack Augusta.
Actually, Hack Augusta is a nonprofit. It's located in Augusta, Georgia, and I help manage a co-working hacker maker space. And so we help build our community through events and STEM education and venture creation.
And co-working taking off as well here in Jacksonville, too.
Well, we have a huge space. We are stewards of a schoolhouse that was built in 1802, and I invite everybody to come visit it. It's 18,000 square feet.
Nice. Okay, Jane, let's talk about the Social Good Award. I was walking around today, and I saw some incredible ideas for making this community and the world a better place, some really interesting talents and passion on display. As you go around, that's a tough job, I think. It will be for you to find the best ones.
I think so. There are 134 in the social good category, and they span from some technology that can truly change lives down to some very simple ideas. A young man that we saw just took the idea, if we recycle all of the mulch in our local community, Mount Mulch, I believe is the name of his organization, what good that can do. So they really do span the gamut, but it is humbling to see the work that some of these people are putting into their projects. It's just great.
Yeah, it is exciting and inspiring. Now, what are some of the criteria in picking the social good winner?
It's, first of all, we want to understand how they define their project in the social good space. And we hear interesting definitions, and in some case, very inspired in sort of a new look into what can constitute social good. We're interested to know if they have an area of expertise, and do they have experience, and how sustainable is this idea? And down the line, this is OneSpark. It really should be, how innovative is this? Is this a project that should be collaborative with someone else, or is it really truly innovative? And we think that captures the spirit of OneSpark.
And you know what else captures the spirit of this event is the music, Lucas. So much talent here. You did very well last year at OneSpark with your band, so they've tapped you to be a juror this year. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the musical talent.
The musical talent this year, it's very tough. There's a lot of really good bands. I'm glad that we competed last year. And so this year there's 81 music creators. So that's anything from a musician to a music business to management companies. There's even some who have crossed over. Like there was one that's a fashion show in the music category, which I thought was very interesting. And so the talent's tough. There's been a lot of phenomenal vocalists, and there's bands of all genres, from hip hop to folk to blues to people trying to revive rock and roll, people trying to cross over music with social good and bring musical projects back to children. So there's all sorts of wonderful projects out there.
Now, you were a juror winner last year with Sidereel. What did that do for your band?
So that actually did a lot. The One Spark Juror Award winner name gave us a lot more notoriety in Jacksonville and in the Southeast. It actually allowed us to get the opportunity to play in Guantanamo Bay for the United States Navy, and got us to be a United States Armed Forces entertainment group, so we can play for any of the armed forces across any base in the world. And also, you know, it's just brought a lot of people to believe in what we're doing in the music world.
As a winner, what advice do you have for some of these creators out there? I see them out hustling with their flyers. Vote for me. I mean, it's so competitive. What did you learn from your experience?
What I learned, one thing was, you know, it's like you said, it's about hustling. It's about, we need to see you out there willing to work, willing to put forth more effort than what we put forth. That's what I'm personally looking for, someone who wants it more than I did. And then also, with the $15,000, is what you're doing feasible? Is it realistic? And it's something that you have expertise in that you'll be able to actually execute. So that's another thing that, you know, we're looking very diligently for.
And Jay Harris, the Jacksonville Award, you'll be judging. This is a really interesting one, because this award will give honors to the project that will make the most impact on Jacksonville.
Yeah, definitely. I'm having a good time doing it. Just hearing people pour out their dreams. We're looking for something that's really sustainable, something that's innovative. Looking for people that have that never give up factor. That's one of the big things I'm looking for. And so it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
And RunSpark is now a global brand, but it really is the spirit of Jacksonville. So as you walk around on the street and you see all this energy, what do you think this festival's done for the city of Jacksonville?
I mean, it's I think we get to really mine all the treasures we have in the city. It's like we're pulling up all the jewels out of the ground. Everybody that's hidden with their dream at home, they now have a platform to talk until they lose their voice, and they have people who actually want to listen. So, I mean, for me, it's been electrifying to hear people just really lay it out and just, you know, I understand that I've been in that phase also where I just have this dream and I just want to get it going and get it moving. So to be able to give them advice, push them forward, encourage them, it's an amazing opportunity. I think we're a rich city because of it.
Yeah, and your church, the Image Church, that was your dream.
Yeah, definitely. So I know what it's like. I know the hard work it takes, and I know you can take something that's in your head and make it happen. So.
Well, thanks to our jurors making it happen for this festival. Jay Harris, Lucas Costas, Jane Evans, and Grace Belangia. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Wear comfortable shoes, right? That's what I figured out.
And sunscreen.
And sunscreen. Well, not only am I up here tonight, we couldn't be doing this show every night this week without the talents of two great co-workers of mine, Electro Lounge host David Luckin and producer Sean Birch. They are making this show happen. It sounds great on the air, and it's all because of their incredible talent and their good taste in music. And their good hair, of course. Sean Birch's hair. Sean Birch's hair alone is upping the cool factor of this whole show. And so, David Luckin, what are we listening to right now?
Well, keeping with the innovators and One Spark, we have brand new music from Brisbane, Australia, just out actually Tuesday, a couple days ago, from a group called Grace, and they're doing a cover of Leslie Gore's You Don't Own Me, 50 years later.
Well, let's go, but I'm Gerald. Yeah. And I can always have just what I want. She's the baddest, I would love to flaunt. Take her shopping, you know Yves Saint Laurent. But nope, she ain't with it though.
all because she got her own dough. Boss, boss, if you don't know, she could never ever be a broke.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Never stay.
Get bored of basic.
No.
She's the baddest, straight of vicious. Texting her and asking her if she's alone. And send some pictures. She said no.
What?
Well, goddamn.
Damn.
She said come over and see it for yourself. Never asking for your help. Independent woman, she ain't for the show.
Nah.
She's the one. Smoke with her until the. Stand up until we see the sun. The baddest ever. Swear she do it better than I ever seen it done.
Yeah.
Never borrow, she ain't never alone. It's when she told me she ain't never, ever, ever, ever gonna be on. Like me before though.
Easy. Welcome back to our special edition of First Coast Connect. We are live from the beautiful Mocha Theater for the third day of One Spark. Thanks for listening. I'm Melissa Ross. And how about our live studio audience? Yes! Now, listen, guys, there's a mic right there. If you've got maybe a creator project you want to plug, a comment you want to make about the festival, we need you to get right up to that mic because we're going to open the mic in just a few minutes. But right now, we want to talk to a couple of people with an interesting perspective on this huge event. Jason Pratt of Pratt Guys, one of the biggest success stories from One Spark 2014. Yeah. And you know, this festival could never come off as well as it does without its incredible volunteers. We have one right now, Kristen Gillane, standing here. All right, Jason, let's begin with you. I remember last year, your pergola was right there on Hemming Plaza, and everybody kept saying, what is that? And who are the Pratt Guys? And after One Spark last year, your business really took off, didn't it?
It really did. And those are great questions that they asked you. That was the Pratt Guys Village. So we had the pergola. We had a whole big thing out there. And we had live cooking demos with Cafe Nola. It was a good time.
Exactly.
So Pratt Guys were a team led by three brothers. We build the perfect backyard for Floridians.
Exactly. And so when you made the decision to kind of be a creator at One Spark, did you even know what you were getting into? What was the experience like?
So 3 months before we entered One Spark as a creator, we decided to move our business forward to open up our first ever storefront and showroom. And come December, we realized we needed a lot of help. And discussing with some friends in a teepee here in town is when I realized that One Spark was probably the ticket for us to get this shop opened.
Pretty incredible. So it's definitely worth entering as a creator, you think, if you know the right way to go about it?
Yes, absolutely. If you pour your heart and soul into it and really believe in your product and what you're doing, you're going to succeed.
Now let's talk about Kristen Gallane's volunteerism with OneSpark. You've had to put your heart and soul into this. For 3 years now, you volunteered here at this festival, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so what drew you to it?
Well, honestly, I just gotten back from, I lived abroad for 2 years, and I came back and I was like, you know, I've got time now, I'm not a student anymore, I really want to get more involved in the community, because I've been searching for a community in Jacksonville, really. And a friend of mine said, hey, there's this new festival starting, you should check it out and maybe volunteer. So I logged on and signed up, and I volunteered the first year, and those first few days of this festival, I'd never seen downtown so alive and so amazing, and I'm like, I have to be a part of this now. I can't not be.
How do you like the growth of it? You've seen it from the beginning.
It's incredible how much it grew, even just from the first to the second year. So many people last year, I was out walking around just like, what happened in the past year? And even this year, just seeing it outside, it's still so much bigger than last year.
What's the craziest stuff you've seen? Come on now.
That's the thing, is I there's so much, and it's
hard to say. You can't pick just one story?
You can't just pick just one story. And so I deal with a lot of the other volunteers as well, so that's more of my thing with this.
All right. Well, we've got, I know we have at least one member of our live studio audience who wants to talk about something, so step on up to the mic.
I, just in the spirit of what you're talking about, I just came out tonight. I drove down from Fernandina, and I came across a young 7-year-old girl. Her name is Natalie McGriff, a young Jacksonville resident. She's got a booth out in Hemming Park. She asked you to come down and see her today or tomorrow or this weekend. She's written, with the help of her mother, she says, a comic book. She's 7 years old. A comic book called The Adventures of Moxie Girl. And it's about a young black girl who's insecure about various things, but she overcomes her insecurity and she fights to save the Jacksonville libraries.
Nice! Oh.
She uses her superpowers. Now, this to me is exactly what OneSpark is all about. 7 years old, but I want to encourage everybody that cares about the future, the far future of Jacksonville, vote for Natalie McGriff, creator 21800. Thank you.
All right, thank you. How about a big round of applause for Jason Pratt? And volunteer Kristen Gallane. Much more to come on this special First Coast Connect on the go from OneSpark. David Luckin now has a little more music. What are we listening to right now?
Fresh music from 07.
Corridors. Sound of joy breathing. Bridges to nowhere. Sound of love leaving. White doves flying. to know what matters most.
And welcome back to this special edition of First Coast Connect on the go. Yes. Coming to you from the beautiful Mocha Theater with a live studio audience in the middle of One Spark. And, you know, we really couldn't do this program without talking about one of the most exciting things at the event this week. Ed Spark.
Yes.
Now, Ed Spark is a special venue that's part of One Spark over at the Times Union Center for creators that are focused on these amazing educational projects. In the middle of it all is, of course, Deborah Giannoulis, president and CEO of the Schultz Center for Teaching and Leadership. And the sponsor of Ed Spark and also One Spark's Technology Award, Leslie Slover, head of Deutsche Bank in Jacksonville. All right. Deborah, I had a chance to walk through Ed Spark today at the Times Union Center, and it was really incredible to see these projects. A few years ago, the Schultz Center came up with this whole idea. How did this all begin?
We went to the first One Spark. We looked for education projects. They were scattered all over the downtown footprint, and we said, wouldn't it be cool if we could put them all together? Because what we know about educators is that they love to collaborate and share. And so we came up with the idea of a curated venue, and One Spark loved it, and we've run with it. And this year, it's really awesome because we have Deutsche Bank as our presenting sponsor, and we have the best volunteers ever. Deutsche Bank, what are you? People are so fun, Leslie.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Melissa. What an honor to be here today. And, you know, the partnership for Deutsche Bank with One Spark and with the Schultz Center was a no-brainer. We obviously are very interested in education. We're interested in giving back to our community, being involved in the community that we live and work in. And so this was really an easy win-win for us. And to be down here in the downtown area doing this week is just phenomenal.
What's it been like every day? As people come through and look at all the projects, what kind of reactions are you getting?
Well, we're getting a lot of reactions from little people because we've had mostly field trips. We had 400 today. It's the kids, I asked the kids, you know, what do you think? It's awesome! But all of the creators have engaging activities for the kids to be involved in. And so the creators have just really stepped up. For example, this morning we had a special needs group from Ed White High. One of our creators came 2 hours early just so he could work with the special needs kids. And so we're giving a lot to this community. It's 5 days of interactive family fun and learning.
Nice.
For free.
Nice.
Thanks to Deutsche Bank.
And of course, audience, if you have a question about Ed Spark, step on up to that microphone. And Deborah, for people that aren't familiar with the Schultz Center, let's talk a little bit about the Schultz Center.
The Schultz Center began as a teaching academy, really with a community vision that if we had really strong teachers, we'd have really strong students. And we developed a lot of great work with K-12, and our board very recently decided that the learning systems that we've developed through our center, which is a conference center, and also our online platform, could be expanded to every sector of the community. So that's what's really exciting now. We're moving into online learning and partnerships with with great corporate citizens and huge financial institutions like Deutsche Bank are huge because we have to bridge the learning gaps that exist between our traditional institutions, our schools, and our degreed programs, and what people need to know when they go to work.
Yeah, I mean, Leslie, any corporation is interested in this because you need good talent. Yeah, you need educated young people to join your companies.
Exactly, Melissa. I mean, more broadly, education is a key influence in social and economic development and provides the workforce with innovators of future ideas. And I think, you know, both for Deutsche Bank and also for Jacksonville locally, it really is sort of that shot in the arm that we need to continue.
Now, there are so many good education projects to choose from, and I know you can't pick favorites, but are you seeing some out there that you think are really blowing your mind?
What is blowing my mind this time is, maybe because we're in the TU Center and it's big and open and we have a lot of space, our creators are collaborating together. They're already finding connections and ways that they can work together and advance their ideas. So that's been really exciting to see. I think we did EdSpark for the first time last year. This is our second time, and it's clearly a better experience each time we do it.
All right. Well, it's exciting to include you because it's such an important part of OneSpark. Such a smart idea.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being with us, Deborah G. Nolis and Leslie Stover. And, you know, we have so much more still to come. Al Emmerich from the Creators Academy later in the show. Carrie Speckman later in the show. And more. But right now, our own David Luckin.
Thank you very much, Melissa. You know someone who's been inspiring people around the world since 1962? Mr. Bob Marley.
See, I don't wanna wait in vain for your love.
And welcome back to this special edition of First Coast Connect on the go and live from the beautiful Mocha Theater. An amazing studio audience with us once again as we tell you all about the world's first and best crowdfunding festival taking over 20 square blocks of Jacksonville this week. I'm Melissa Ross, and we want to give a big thanks to the Museum of Contemporary Art for hosting our show all week. Mocha is a cultural resource of UNF, of course, the University of North Florida, and so many incredible things have been happening here since that partnership got underway. Mocha curators Ben Thompson, Jamie DeSimone are here now to tell us all about what they do. All right, Jamie, as I just learned from you a minute ago, you are from Boston, you're a curator at Mocha, and you actually still live in Boston.
I do.
How does that work? That's pretty interesting.
You know, we're in a modern era. And
it's a modern world.
And I work remotely, but I come to Jacksonville pretty regularly.
So tell me a little bit about, when you guys curate projects, people find that job so fascinating. They don't really understand, though, what a curator does.
So we are the ones behind the scenes conceiving the exhibition, thinking about the concepts, thinking about the visual relationships that you'll see when you're exploring the show. And so my job is putting all those pieces together and doing the research to deliver the key messages.
And there's so much to see this week alone, Ben. The foot traffic you've been getting in and out of this museum is incredible. What have been the reactions to what you have exhibited right now?
Well, I think the visitors have really responded positively. I mean, last year we got 25,000 people through the museum doors over the period of the festival. And what we're really seeking to do this year is a festival within a festival, you know, really highlighting what we do 365 days a year in these little small snippets of information, like tiny tours, we're calling them tiny tours, teeny talks. So basically shorter versions of things that we do 365 days a year.
Everything that you're doing at this museum, I think, is in keeping with the spirit of One Spark. You're doing some edgy stuff. It's young. It's contemporary. And there's been a real shift in the programming, I think, in the last several years. And that's by design, right?
Yes, we're always, we're the eyes and ears on the ground to bring new work to Jacksonville and share it with the community. So as our hashtag says, Mocha is now.
Now, you look out those doors every day and you see all the people watching going by. I've been asking a lot of people this, but nobody's giving up their craziest stories. Come on, Ben, give me something good. What's been going on? Well, has there been any drama in the lobby? Come on.
There hasn't been any drama this year.
No?
Sometimes we get a little drama at Art Walk, but yeah, not this year. The craziest thing last year was really the bone shaker or the big wheel guy riding around.
He's out there again, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he fell down last year, and that was probably the craziest thing that I saw, but I haven't seen that, thankfully.
Thankfully. Well, thanks for all you do. Thanks for hosting us, Mocha. Curators Ben Thompson and Jamie DeSimone. You're running on pure adrenaline at this point, I think, like all of us. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And in a moment, the great Al Emmerich, who is involved with the One Spark Creator Academy, he'll join us. But we have much more still to come from this special broadcast at One Spark. Here's a little more music from David Luckin. Welcome back to our special remote edition of First Coast Connect on the go live from the beautiful Mocha Theater. Yes. One Spark is packing in the crowds all over downtown and right here in this space. We are so excited to have a live studio audience once again as we celebrate this festival. And right now with us is a guy who's so involved in the success of the creators that come to this festival. Al Emmerich, director of the One Spark Creator Academy, here with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Have you had a few? What's going on?
No, I only had 14.
Oh, okay.
That was just purely a joke. So.
You're drunk on One Spark, right?
I am loving One Spark.
Now, you're a local entrepreneur. You know what it's like to get a business going. So you're a perfect fit to lead this Creator Academy. Can you explain how it all works and what the Academy, what its purpose is?
Sure. You know, One Spark is really not just about 1 week of the year. For the creators that want to become entrepreneurs, it really is about a year-long process. But many folks, their ideas show up any time of the year. So what is that right time to start? And at One Spark, you know, the team got together and said, we need to create a year-long opportunity for creators to learn, A, how do I leverage One Spark? B, how do I prepare for it? And C, how do I just prepare to be an entrepreneur? And this is happening in communities all over the country, but here in Jacksonville, there's a lot of really good individual opportunities to, you know, SBDC, the Chamber of Commerce, but to prepare specifically for One Spark is its own entity. And that's where it began last year, walking through the hallways and corridors and having creators go, boy, if I only knew this and if I only knew that. And what we tried to do with the One Spark team is give them this and that.
Like what? What do people need to know that they don't know to navigate this whole huge thing successfully?
Well, there's really four things, and it starts off with understanding first how to leverage OneSpark. You know, it's the world's crowdfunding festival, so people are have a tendency to say, oh, if I don't receive the money or the most votes, I'm not successful. And that's totally not true. There's four main ways to leverage OneSpark, and this is what we really hammered home with creators. First of all, it's validation. You may not have an idea that's ready for funding, but as a creator, you may need to figure out if people other than mom and dad think your idea is awesome. So you come here to validate that idea and figure out if other people find interest in it. Secondly, it's market and launch. You just heard Jason Pratt from Pratt Guys. Jason Pratt! You know, that's a decade-old business, but you know what? They came here to relaunch and rebrand and had an amazing year afterwards. So there's that. The third piece is to network and connect. I talked to a creator today, and it was like the most awesome thing. She says to me, Al, I don't know if I'm going to get any votes, but I met three people today who said they really wanted to help me, and I'm so excited. Hmm. You can't replace that type of motivation, that energy. That's a win for her. And then, of course, the last piece is the crowdfunding piece or the venture capital piece. But all four of those together in aggregate are why people leverage OneSpark. So we taught them how to strategize, how to create their pitch and craft it, and how to really utilize leveraging OneSpark to achieve their goals.
When people put their pitch together, there's a real art to that. How do you help these? How do you guide people that way?
You know, it's truly the toughest thing. I've talked to seasoned veterans who have been, you know, entrepreneurs for decades, and even they say the pitch is the toughest thing. So I kind of boiled it down to three elements: the pitch, the catch, and the pickoff move. And this really goes for anything. If you're doing a job interview, if you're pitching your company, the pitch is it's a fastball. It's a 100-mile-an-hour fastball that gets in there quickly, that grabs their attention. The catch is, are they paying attention? It's those clues. Is somebody making eye contact with you? Is their body motion engaged? And then once you've got them engaged, it's that pickoff move. Nobody ever got picked off at first base and said, oh, I saw that coming. So that pickoff move is that thing that you leave them with that they go, oh man, I gotta know more about that.
What would be an example? What pitches have you heard that, or can you give us an idea of how that plays out in real life?
Well, I can't actually single out any creators because that's kind of gauche, but I'll tell you what, I'll give you your own pitch here for First Coast Connect.
Oh, there you go.
Being a huge fan. So the pitch here for me, the 100-mile-an-hour fastball for First Coast Connect, is that no other resource reaches so deep into the heart of our community.
Yes! Yes!
The catch is that there's like people here at like 8:30 on a Thursday night, not in the bars, going, oh, this is really cool radio.
I know. Thank you.
And then the pickoff move for you guys is that it doesn't matter whether you're Preston Haskell or whether you're Al Emmerich or Joe Blow, you have an opportunity to have a voice at First Coast Connect so everybody can touch this medium. So from a pitch-catch-pickoff move, you've got something amazing that touches people's hearts, that touches people's needs, that's accessible.
Can you join our staff tomorrow, please?
Yeah,
I'll have the papers drawn up, and
okay, yeah, cool.
You and I. Okay, it'll cool. It'll all be good. He's Al Emmerich of the Creator Academy. And where can people find you the rest of this week?
The Creator Academy is all over. We'll be hosting from 7 to 8 each night for the rest of the nights on the different pitch decks. We've curated creators to be able to do their pitches. I'll be floating around. My Twitter handle is @acoolidea. Can I leave with one quick thought?
Yeah.
If you're going to go to OneSpark, understand that every single one of these creators, it doesn't matter whether they're new or veterans, they have filleted their souls open, almost like being on stage, and asked you to judge them. That is the most brave thing you can do, is say, this is my dream, what do you think of it? And I don't even know you, do you care? So please pay respect to that, because you have no idea what these folks have sacrificed.
Thanks, Al, absolutely right. A big thanks to Mocha and our live studio audience as we tell you all about this crowdfunding festival. So much to see and do, and finally, there is so much to do at the OneSpark Festival this weekend that we need to bring in a special guest to tell us all about it. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. here as she is every week to take us all around town, we welcome the mistress of mayhem, the maven of mirth, Jacksonville Magazine's Carrie Speckman in the house.
Yay!
And Carrie Speckman,
yay!
You know, you got, now what are you drinking there?
I am drinking an Intuition Alt. And a 927, and a 927 koozie, is that what it's called? And if anybody wants to know anything about the beers at One Spark, they should go to jacksbeerguy.com, because he's written a whole thing about it.
And how many in are you at this point here? Can I ask?
Before it's heated, however.
Why would I want to count? Why would anyone keep track?
Really,
the only thing you keep track of are the number of selfies that you take.
Thank you. Yes, you are absolutely
now,
right.
Now, at this festival, it's very important to note that you're keeping track of all the things to do, but what's even more important is you have stalked Mayor Brown, Lenny Curry, and another mayoral candidate, Bill Bishop.
Yes,
you have been able to take selfies with all of them.
Okay, and Mayor Brown, as you may know, the One Spark opening this year was the 1-year anniversary of hashtag SelfieGate. Where he refused to take a selfie with you. He said, and I quote, "You're the one who posts things." Yes, and you don't even know until you don't take a selfie with me, and then I will really post things.
He finally decided to do it just to get you off his back.
Like buddies now. We hugged. I took a picture of him and Wayne Wood. Wayne Wood, you can verify this. I took a picture, thank you, at the Shark.
At Spark Attack.
Yes.
You and Mayor Brown.
No, it was Mayor Brown and Wayne, and I took the picture. So we're totally BFFs.
You're besties now.
We're totally BFFs right now.
But you're a bipartisan lady.
You have taken selfies
with everybody.
I took one with Ken Jefferson yesterday. I took one with Anna Brochet. I will, you know.
Yeah. You know.
There are some people I will not take a picture with, but I am not going to reveal this.
You won't reveal that.
I will not.
No, you're much too tactful.
Tactful's my middle name. Oh my God, what a coincidence.
All right, now there's a lot happening around town.
Wait, can I just give you my highlight of
yes.
One Spark so far?
Of course.
Which has really nothing to do with One Spark. But on Thursday, I went up to the bar, as is your wont to do.
Uh-huh.
And I turned around to my right and I said, "Oh my God, Courtney Lewis
from the Symphony."
Yes. And I was like, oh my God, I was so excited. I was like,
you were starstruck.
I was still like, oh my God, I love you. I've always wanted to meet you. You're so awesome. You're so awesome. And then like I took selfies with him, of course. And like four other times, I said like, oh my God, I'm so excited to meet you. And he said, yeah, I know, you've told me like four times. I'm sorry, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
You know what? I think you're about as famous as Courtney Lewis. So you know what I mean?
He is really hot. I don't like say that usually, but he really is.
He's a handsome man.
He's even more handsome in person.
He is.
Yeah, he is. Now, and the accent, of course.
Now let's talk about this festival, because you've had a chance to wander around, sample all the events,
sample all
the beer.
I haven't sampled all of the events.
Haven't even begun?
No, I have a favorite so far.
Tell me.
May I say it?
Yeah.
Polar Pod, I don't know its number. But it's the one right on the corner at Hemming, and it's kind of like when you walk into a kitchen, like a walk-in freezer.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're really hot, you walk in there, and they have benches and a flat-screen TV and water, and it is brilliant.
So you cooled off in there a little bit today?
Yes, I did.
All right, so people need to go to Polar Pod to get a selfie with you, the spectator.
Well, I'm not going
to
be sitting in there the whole time. I would get, like, frostbite or something. And the hula hoop girl that the other guy was talking about, I just took a selfie with her.
Nice.
Of course I did.
All right, what else? What else is on your master list? And by the way, it's a yellow Post-it note.
I know, because we are so not even prepared. Okay, Disney on Ice, speaking of cool, I know, like, One Spark is awesome, but there are other things going on. Disney on Ice is going on tonight through Sunday at the
arena.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Times Union Center like you did with a monster truck or arena, and that would have been really funny.
Yeah,
no,
that would not have worked so
Mickey
well.
Mickey Mouse and skates and Donald Duck, and it's good for the kids.
Absolutely.
Good for the kids. Also, the Daniel Kids Memorial Barbecue.
Yes, our
backyard.
Own Karen Fagans is a judge.
She is. Where is Karen Fagans?
She was here last night. Tonight, she's probably in the Polar Pod avoiding all
no,
of us.
No, she's not. Yeah. No, I'm a judge, too. Thank you.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you judging?
The barbecue.
Oh, you're the you're in the barbecue judging.
No, we're all all of us.
There's like 20 some judges.
There's like 9 million judges.
Yeah.
Maybe not a million, but Nikki Kimbleton, she's a certified judge.
She's certified. Now, do you realize how much
barbecue... I'm certifiable.
Do you realize how much barbecue you have to eat with
I've
this
I've done it 3 years. Yes, it's one bite.
One bite each serving.
Yeah, because it's a rookie mistake. You take a bite, and then you keep eating. Rookie mistake. You are full.
All right. So that's coming up Saturday, right?
We have an oyster
right?
jam music fest at Metro
Park. That's at Metropolitan Park.
Yes. So also Saturday through Sunday. So you got your oysters, as Ursher would say. You've got your barbecue. Can I also just like say I'm repping Rethreaded right now?
Yeah, they were a big winner the first year.
How about some applause
That's
for
right.
Rethreaded? Thank you.
Yeah.
They were a big winner at the first. And also, here's a little tidbit. Here's a little fun fact. This is my actual own t-shirt because they did not have orange Grace scarves.
They made one just for you.
I took it there and they made it.
It complements your hair. I gotta say it.
How does it compliment my hair?
I don't know.
Compliments my glasses.
Well, that's true too. Well, yeah, you got orange glasses.
Yeah,
but she is the spectator.
I'm busting out.
And you know, I don't wanna impede anymore your path through this festival. So you'll be on your way.
Did I tell you me and the mayor hugged? Did I say that?
You did say that.
Okay.
Carrie Spengman, everybody. Well, you know, I'm so excited that we've done these shows here at Mocha, and we couldn't have done it without you, our live studio audience every night, a great group. Thanks for coming out. Thank you so much. And that is our show. Thanks to producer Sean Birch and Electro Lounge host David Luckin. And, you know, have fun at the festival. Enjoy it this weekend. Thanks to Mocha. Thanks to One Spark. And we'll be back in Studio 5 Monday at 9 a.m. Thanks for listening and being part of this. This is First Coast Connect on 89.9. Enjoy the weekend, everybody.
Support for First Coast Connect is provided by Baptist Health and the North Florida TPO.